What's up, Atlanta? It's a Wednesday, hump day with Turtle. And that's right, full four once again, so you know what that means. It's me, it's you, and it's Big O, and we're talking. 404-726-0929. Got some good guests that are going to stop by along the way, but other than that, it is me, and it is you. Just got back from our company holiday party. I will say this. It took me a nice little plate to go so I could have some dinner later. I did sample. I had one slice of pizza, and I had a mini chicken salad finger sandwich, Orin, both phenomenal. And I will say good job by our friends at Politan Row, who catered the event. So big thanks to them. And it was nice to see some faces. Saw our buddy Josh Agadone. Saw Day-Day. Saw a couple of sales and behind-the-scenes people that I don't get to see very often, that we mostly communicate through email. So it's always nice to see those guys. Of course, to see the head honcho, Rick Caffey, who is Mike Conti's boss. So, you know, Mike Conti is the head honcho around here. Well, Rick Caffey, he doesn't just run 92.9. He runs the whole shebang here at Odyssey Atlanta, and he was leading the proceedings. So it was great to see him as well. And I got to see my buddy JR, JR Sports Brief, who works here in Atlanta. He does work for our sister station, the Infinity Sports Network, soon to be the Westwood One Sports Radio Network. So it was good to see JR. I asked him what he had going on, what his plans were. That dude is impressive. If you ever get a chance to meet or listen to JR, he's got a million different things going on. He's does a lot of volunteer work and was a good buddy of mine going all the way back to when I was a employee of the Infinity / CBS Sports Network. So that was pretty cool. Got to see everybody. Of course, there were people, you know, getting involved in the festivities and, you know, having a few libations. Of course, I was not participating because I got to be with y'all for the next 4 hours. May have a beer or two when I get home because we got to watch a Falcons game tomorrow. And you know what that means. Drinks will be flowing heavily. I will be at Smith's Old Bar. Let me get the plug in early and get it in often here. I will be at Smith's Old Bar tomorrow in Midtown from 8 to 10. Doing a Falcons watch party. Love doing the watch parties with y'all. Always have great crowds, so come on down, have a drink, have some food, and we will get through this game together. And if that doesn't entice you, Orin, how about this? How about a Jesse Bates jersey? How about a signed Jesse Bates jersey? How about other Falcons giveaways, including potentially some free tickets? And how about the Bud Light football toss where you can win a trip to the Super Bowl? If all those things don't entice you, then just come hang out with your boy. Come see me. I'll be there from 8 to 10. And then you know the drill. I'll be taking my behind right back here to the studio to do the Falcons flyover. So I get a long late night with y'all tomorrow. We're going to be at Smith's Old Bar from 8 to 10. And then I'll be here with you right here in the Kia Studios until 3 a.m., Orin, taking your calls on the Bucks and the Falcons. So that's what I got going on. Here's what we have going on. Guys, gals, we need to talk. Because this Raheem Morris potentially coming back thing is gaining way too much traction for my liking. I put up a poll at C. Thomas Radio. Go vote. If Raheem Morris comes back, what are your honest thoughts? Do you think he can turn this thing around with the right coaching staff around him? Or is this thing just too far gone? 404-726-0929. I mean, this thing is starting to gain some real heat. Now, there's been nothing, let's make it clear, there's been nothing substantiated outside of Raheem Morris saying that he knows that Arthur Blank has confidence in him. Well, that's great, but, you know, when you're 25 games under 500 as a head coach after the season, I could see that confidence may be wavering just a little bit. But after he said that, you know, the scuttlebutt and the innuendo on social media started to pick up a little bit to the point where you can't ignore it. Now it's everywhere. Now you're seeing it. You know, again, it's not being reported as a fact or anything like that, but the scuttlebutt and the speculation is really starting to ramp up. So I'm not saying it's going to happen or it's not going to happen. What I want to know is how you will feel if it does happen. 404-726-0929. And I know there are some Raheem Morris supporters still out there, and I want to hear from y'all. Because if you think he's done enough, good enough of a job, or if you think he should remain for continuity's sake, or if you think he should remain because if he gets a different offensive coordinator, a different special teams coach, that he could be a successful head coach here for the Falcons. So I definitely want to hear from you. Don't be afraid to call in if you're a Raheem supporter. I want to have an honest conversation, as we always do here on Chris Thomas Tonight. I got the whole first hour here, blew it out to take your calls, because I know this is going to be a hot topic. I'm going to take calls in every hour, but I know this is going to be a hot topic. So right off the bat, I wanted to make sure that we got our chance to talk. We'll have some guests on, but again, in between those, it's me and you and this topic. Because I wanted to wait. And it's ironic that I heard Mike Bell and Mike Johnson, who's in for Carl, talking about this earlier, ironically enough. So we were clearly on the same page that today is the day to talk about this, because I thought it was a little premature before we got to today. Now, I did ask Joe Patrick about this yesterday. I asked him, you know, are you hearing he's at Flowery Branch every day? What's the scuttlebutt? What's going on around this situation? And this is what Joe Patrick had to say about the potential that Raheem Morris could be back in 2026.
Yeah, you know, I talked about this on episode of Joe Patrick on Football, which we'll probably be publishing tomorrow. I know I recorded it today, but I've like heard that talk, like, and I don't know if this is just like kind of media members talking to media and kind of like, you know, what do you think? And like story, like narratives kind of, or not narratives, but just like assumptions, I guess, start to get made because of that. I don't think that, yeah, it's weird that it would change like more in Raheem's favor in like the 48 hours since that debacle against Seattle. And that's why for me, it's hard to make sense of that line of thinking. You know, I think the notion is that like this team is kind of not going to be good next year. And so you might as well keep a coach like him around just to kind of suffer through that year. But I actually see it as the opposite. I see it as like you need to get, if you are kind of leaning towards making a change, whether it's now or a year from now, whatever, like you should just get that project underway right now so you can start to build the building blocks. And maybe even if it is a down year, you can allow a new coach to get familiar with some of the players and how he wants to utilize some of these pieces. So whether there's any truth to that, I don't know. I think obviously the state, maybe what has triggered this was Raheem Morris saying that, you know, Arthur Blank has 100% confidence, or, you know, has his 100% belief in him. I forget the exact quote that was said, but we'll see. You know, I think all the speculation will obviously come into clear view here in about a month, where we'll get some real answers after the season.
Yeah, and I don't think it would happen before the season. So what do you guys think? You heard my take. You heard Joe's take. What's yours? How are you going to feel, honestly, if the Falcons bring back Raheem Morris for 2026? 404-726-0929. Is there a world in which that could happen, in which you'd buy into the process? 404-726-0929. I see the lines are starting to fill up, so we will take your calls as soon as we get back. It's Chris Thomas Tonight, Turtle, with you until 10 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and on the Odyssey app. Back with you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I wish I could share everything that happens on and off the show. I really do. Oh, but this one we got to keep to ourselves. Join the morning shift every Friday for the tailgate at home. Presented by Publix, Bo Morgan will fire up the grill and share his favorite game day recipes. You could share your best work on the grill by tweeting at the morning shift. That's the tailgate at home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix every Friday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 404-726-0929 is the number to get involved. Going to take your calls here now about the following. I am starting to get a little worried about the amount of discussion going on about a world in which Raheem Morris returns as the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. I don't see a world in which it happens, but there are discussions taking place on this radio station and other places that it could happen. Now, if that happens, I don't think most of y'all are going to be very happy. As a matter of fact, I know most of y'all are not going to be very happy. I know there will be some that feel like he is not being given a fair shake right now. There will be some that will say, let him, he got the DC right the second time around. Let him get one more crack at it with the OC and see if we could turn this thing around. Some of y'all may say, listen, Turtle, look at his quarterback situation right now. Look at his wide receiver room right now. Okay. If you want to make that argument, you go ahead. 404-726-0929. Stoney is up first. Stoney, go ahead.
All right. Appreciate you, Turtle, for taking my call. Man, that will be a big no and two more no's behind it. So I'm going to say this, though, Turtle. This guy, Raheem, when I hear him talk, Turtle, he talked like a representative for the NFL. You know, it don't even sound like he's a coach for the Atlanta Falcons. He just sounds like he's there to take a look, see what's going on with the team, and then come on with y'all and talk about what's good and what's bad. He don't represent the city. He never say nothing about the fans or the city. I just don't feel no type of connection with him. I mean, I would hate to see that guy come back, man. It would be a disaster for the whole organization, for the fan base. Nobody likes the dude. Ever since he said, he told Mike Bell, he said, that's why you're not in NFL. I think he's an arrogant dude. I think he's the type of guy who thinks he's better than some people. And if you are better than him, he'll blackball you. And I feel like he don't blackball a lot of his own players, you know? That's well, just my perception
of him. Stoney, it's a strong call to start us off, man. And I agree. I was talking to some people yesterday about, you know, Mike Bell and Ra have their little, you know, shots going back and forth. It's an interesting dynamic, that's for sure. But here's the thing. The best point you hit on, Stoney, is something I've been saying now for a few weeks. And if you've been listening to this show every night, you know what I'm about to say. He has actively separated himself from the fan base. Stoney is right on cue with that. He has actively separated himself from the fan base. And you know what? When you do that, you're going to lose every single time. Every time. Because he chose to say that emotions are for y'all. Emotions are for y'all. Stay on your side of the street. You know, we don't got time here to be considering that. Well, you know what? You're 4-9, Ra, and the fans are PO'd. You got to commiserate with us just a little bit, man. You can't be putting up these walls, to Stoney's point, and isolating your fan base. Doesn't work that way. 404-726-0929. Scott's up next. Scott.
Turtle, if Arthur Blank makes the decision that Raheem Morris gets another year, I'm not going to be a season ticket holder anymore. I this is not fun anymore. I mean, the law of averages says we should win some here or there, but, you know, it used to be fun. And it's just, it's not so much that, I mean, we all want to win more, but it's the way we're losing. And it, no one wants to see this product on the field. And, you know, one of the many reasons why I love sports is because it takes, like movies, it gives us an escape for, a few moments. Why do I want to go spend my time and money, and I've invested a lot of money, not just in tickets, but merchandise, food, gas, you know, everything to get to these games and support the team. But why do I want to be reminded of how life isn't fair and someone like Raheem Morris gets another chance and gets to get away with underperforming while we all have to go to a job ourselves? Most of us have to go to our job ourselves. We have to perform for a lot less money than he makes. I don't want to be reminded of that. I want to see a proven product on the field that we can all be proud of. I want to see a product that's a winner. And I want to see a product that if we come up short every now and then, okay, but at least we gave a valiant effort. That's what I want to see. And I know I'm not the only one that feels this way. There are people in my section that, you know, were selling their tickets. And I mean, I'm surprised that people were, you know, they were able to sell those tickets in the first place. But I know I'm not the only one that feels this way. And it's asking a whole lot for us season ticket holders to spend the money, go to these games when we all know the outcome right now. So if Raheem Morris is back next year, I'm not going to be. And I think Mike Bell feels the same way. And I agree. I mean, it's just asking too much for those that are investing so much money in this team. We deserve better. The city deserves better. The fan base deserves better. Thank you.
Yeah, Scott, good stuff as always, man. Thanks for checking in. Appreciate your passion. And that's why we're having this conversation, because everybody's this passionate about the team. We all want to see it turn around. And I just think there's a large contingent out there that just would feel dismayed if the decision to keep the current head coach and any coordinator outside of Jeff Olbrich returning next year. It's a merit, as Scott was saying, it's a merit-based league. And as Stoney was saying before him, this is not a, I hate to put it this way, Oren, but it's not a democracy. It's not, football is not a democratic sport. It's a meritocracy, meaning you stay because you earn your keep and you perform well. Raheem Morris has just simply not performed well as a head coach. It's not an indictment of him as a man or a father or a friend or a husband or anything else like that. It's an indictment of him as a football coach, specifically a head football coach, because he is a damn good defensive coordinator. He's got a ring to prove it. But with a head coach, you need to be able to put your team on your back and lead them out of the darkness. And right now, this team has been led right back into the darkness after some hope last year. Sorry. You're 4-9. Like, what do you, that, to Scott's point, like, we just, you get to a point, like, what do you want us to say as fans? Like, we don't want this to be this way. We don't want to shout here on the radio that we need change. But again, what else can we do? We need to use our voice. We need to use our platform to say this is how we feel as Falcons fans, and this is what we feel is needed for the organization. And social media and radio and TV and emails and all that, that's how you get your voices out there. That it's 2025, you know? You're not, Oren, writing a Dear Abby letter to the local newspaper columnist anymore. That's not how it works. You come on shows like mine and you voice how you're feeling as a fan. And I appreciate guys like Stoney and Frank and Scott that call in every night and we have these honest conversations about the state of the Falcons. MJ is up next. MJ.
Hey, Turtle. Thank you for taking my call. I agree with callers. I would just say this from an X's and O's standpoint. I think Arthur Blank is looking at, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers and teams that don't, you know, New England Patriots that don't change coaches much, and he wants some continuity to not be the Raiders or the Browns. The problem is they're a winning organization. And if you look at the recipe to win, it's an offensive-minded head coach with a rookie quarterback, well, with a quarterback on his rookie deal and a bend but don't break or stellar defense. We got some pieces. I also think that Jeff Olbrich could go, right? The Jets had a good defense. Thankfully, we've seen a pass rush this year, but it hasn't equated to anything much in reference to us winning. So I say keep the pieces we got. Let all of this whole regime go, even starting with Fontenot, and get an offensive-minded head coach. Let's not make the Shanahan mistake that we made keeping a rah-rah coach in Dan Quinn, and we see what he's doing with his second stint as a head coach. And literally, it's like the same thing is happening. A rookie head coach in Washington on a rookie deal. They can't stay healthy. Some pieces, but they're still going with someone like Quinn, and we're going with someone like Raheem for continuity. I say find the rookie head coach that that can be an offensive genius, and let's not make the same mistake we made letting Shanahan go to the 49ers. That's all I got.
Yeah,
thanks, Turtle.
Appreciate it, MJ. Thanks for checking in at 404-726-0929. I don't know if that guy's out there this coaching cycle. That's why I've been stumping for a guy like Mike McCarthy. Not only because he can help fix the offense, but he just has that calming presence about him that I feel like this franchise that is, it just feels like it's in such a frenzy right now. Like, I know Raheem has been calm, cool, and collected to the media, but when it comes to the state of the franchise, it kind of feels like it's crashing and burning right now. Swede is up next. Swede.
Hey, Chris. How are you?
What's up, Swede?
You didn't let me finish last night. I got cut off early, so I just wanted to finish my thoughts.
Yep.
First of all, I agree with you about McCarthy. I think he would be an excellent choice. But what I wanted to say to finish my thoughts from last night were I thought that Arthur needs to sever his relationships with Terry and Rich, and we need a complete coaching overhaul. Maybe the defensive coach is okay, but for the most part, I think an overhaul is what's required. And it's just become obvious. Raheem rolling his eyes in the sky on the sidelines. You see it all the time. It's like, I've given up. Anyway, that's basically what I wanted to say. And thank you for listening to me.
Yeah,
have a good night.
You got it, Sweet. Thanks for checking in as always. I think most people agree. I think you can take it or leave it with Ulbrich because the highs have been high, but the lows have been really, really low. And it's been inconsistent. So I think most people, Swede, would agree with you that, you know, obviously offensive coordinator, special teams coordinator need to be changed. That's without saying. But then head coach, GM, and DC, I think if there was a total cleaning of house, I think the overwhelming majority of fans would support that. And I think that's where this thing is leading to right now. I don't see, like, just do me a favor. Like, picture 6 months from now, when Arthur Blank and his staff are doing the intro press conference for the season, like, how would it feel to see Terry and Rob back up there again? Like, ugh, that does not sit well, right? Like, just literally try to imagine that in your mind after what this season became and them trying to, you know, tell us all about their plan and how they're going to get it right this time around. Like, I don't know. It's I get, again, anything can happen. And if you feel like with the right coaching staff, Ra and everybody can put this thing behind them and start fresh next year, okay. But I think you'll be in the minority. Wendy's up next. Wendy.
Hey, Turtle.
What's up,
Here's
Wendy?
Here's my question. The Falcons are a franchise, and typically in a franchise situation, the parent company, in this case the NFL, has the ability to change the direction of a franchisee that is not adhering to the company standards. So my question is, does the NFL have any recourse if they deem the Falcons to be a detriment? And also, one other point, Kirby Smart actually has a better winning percentage at Mercedes-Benz Stadium than Raheem this year, and in every single post-game press conference, he thanks the fans.
Yeah, appreciate it, Wendy. Thanks for checking in. I saw that graphic. That's funny about, Kirby Smart having the same amount of wins as Raheem Morris in 2025 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That just goes to show you. In terms of the NFL stepping in, I think, Wendy, that would only be if something was going wrong financially. Because you look at teams like the Raiders and the Jets, who've been bad for twice as long as the Falcons have been bad, right? So I don't see the NFL, you know, stepping in unless they felt like, you know, the Falcons were, purposefully sabotaging themselves or costing the league money, which they're not. They're just not very good, which is the unfortunate part of it. All right, 404-726-0929. If you're on hold, stay there. You're up first. Got another full segment to take your calls. All these rumors, all this innuendo, all this speculation. Could Raheem Morris be back in 2026? How would you feel? 404-726-0929. It's Chris Thomas tonight. Turtle, with you till 10. Back to the busy phones in just a second before I remind you that this Saturday from noon to 2, join Ali Mack at Ed Voyle's Kia in Marietta as we get ready for the big game. One lucky fan will win the ultimate tailgate kit, 50-inch 4K smart TV with rolling stand and other prizes, plus another winner takes home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, that's Saturday from noon to 2 at Ed Voyle's Kia in Marietta with Ali Mack and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What if he comes back, y'all? What if Raheem Morris does not get the pink slip this offseason. Where there's smoke, there's fire. There's a little bit of smoke going on right now. It's more one of those Boy Scout little campfire exercises you do when you're a little kid. It's not a full brush fire yet, so no one's ringing the alarms. We're just having a discussion because I want to know how you're feeling. And I want to know what's going on with this fan base if this head coach gets another opportunity. Now, I know there are some of you out there, I've taken the calls, that say, Turtle, listen, he got it right the second time around with the DC. Let him do it again with the special teams coordinator and the OC. Let's figure out the quarterback situation and give this guy a chance because we don't want to be firing coaches every 2 and 3 years. Okay, I get it. I understand that sentiment. I understand that, you know, you don't want to be one of these organizations that has, you know, 15 coaches over the next 20 years. You know, you don't want to be the Browns. You don't want to be, you know, one of these franchises, the Jets and the what the Giants have turned into and the Dolphins and these teams that just never win. But at the same time, what has Raheem Morris done in order to show you that he's capable of performing his duties at a playoff level? I haven't seen it, but maybe you have. What do you think? 404-726-0929. Josh leads us off. Josh.
Hey, what's going on, man? So whoever put out this news that Raheem is coming back has to be trying to start the fire. There is zero.
Well, Josh, it was Raheem himself that said that Arthur Blank has 100% confidence in him, and that's where everybody started to think, well, does that mean he's coming back next year? So it wasn't a reporter who put it out and said this is happening. It was Raheem himself in the presser that said that he has the full support of the owner.
Yeah, I 100% understand that. Arthur Blank is known as a great owner. He will dish out the money. He will do whatever it takes to try to make this city a winner. But I'll give you two reasons why Raheem's not coming back. Number one, he's already lost the locker room. If you look at this Larry McLeod situation that is playing out on social media, as Larry McLeod is starting to give bits and pieces of information as to why he was released from Atlanta, you have current and former Falcons players that are liking his social media posts and co-signing on what he is saying. You've got Michael Penix. You've got Chris Blair. You've got Kadarius Hodge. You've got Mohamed Sanu. You've got Young Wei Koo. You've got all these guys that are co-signing the fact that Raheem lost the locker room, and that situation is what caused the rift between these players and the coaching staff. And number two, the reason why he's not coming back is because you've got prominent people in this city that are actively saying, not only am I not buying season tickets next year, I'm actively boycotting anything that has to do with this team if he comes back. I'm not buying jerseys. I'm not going to the games. I'm not watching the games. We are actively going to sit out. When you have players that like Ovie Mahaley and Michael Turner and John Abraham that say, I won't be showing up to any of these games, even if I'm invited, that is a huge red flag that there needs to be changed. So there is 0% chance that you can bring this guy back just from a financial standpoint. And the last comment I want to make before I leave is the guy I want to see hired as our next coach is Brian Flores. I think he can change the culture. I think he can bring some confidence and some swagger to this team and just some overall glue and cohesion to this roster. So that's all I got to say, man.
Yeah, appreciate it. And if you missed what's going on, Oren, in Falcons social media land, it's a lot. He's right spot on, though. Ray McLeod put out a lengthy post today on his Instagram after being released by the Giants and talking about his struggles here in Atlanta and what happened since then, and basically saying at the end of it, in all caps, it was not performance-based, which is what Raheem and the Falcons have made their stance on why they cut ties with Ray McLeod. And in that montage in his story, he put pictures of Ike Hilliard playing as a former Giant, and Michael Penix Jr., our quarterback, among several others, Chris Blair included, have liked and commented on the posts. So as we used to talk about all the time on Dukes and Bell, Oren, that's not nothing. You know, that's not, oh, there's nothing to see here. That means stuff is going on. They've done a good job of hiding it up until this point, or not letting us know what's going on behind the scenes, but you know, now that stuff is starting to get out into the open, and it's not good. Sam is up next. Sam, what do you think?
Hey, Turtle, how are you?
What's up, Sam?
Yeah, so a lot of people have talked about if he is brought back that he'll be ending their season tickets or not spending money on the team. Forget season tickets. I will be ending my Falcons fandom as a whole, and I will be supporting the Chicago Bears. I understand that being a sports fan, for the most part, you're going to lose a lot more than you win. But it's just embarrassing to the point. Like, the whole franchise is an embarrassment from the top down. You're ashamed to be a fan. Everything about this team sucks. And if you bring this guy back, who in my opinion is, including Bobby Petrino, is the worst head coach in Falcons history, I'd be out of here. I'd be done. I don't know what more you can see if you're Arthur Blank that this guy is not the guy through two head coaching stints. There's really no reason to bring him back. Doing so would be irresponsible. And given what just happened on social media today, and there was a video going back from 2011 when he was still the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they were getting blown out by the Dallas Cowboys on, I believe it was Monday Night Football. And Deion Sanders on the sideline said at halftime, "This team has quit on Raheem Morris. They've shut it down." We're seeing the same thing happen right now in 2025 with our team. And tomorrow night, given that the Bucs are healthy and they're at home, it's on prime time, they're going to be fired up after that bad loss to the Saints. Tomorrow could get very ugly. And if you bring this guy back, given everything we've seen, given how he cost this team a playoff spot last year, and then now this year, I would be done as a Falcons fan. That would be it for me. Thank you.
Sam, I understand, man. It's gotten to that point. I think the only thing I could say to that, Sam, and this is something that I talked about last time I worked with our buddy Josh Hagedone, who's a producer here on the station. He is a dyed-in-the-wool, born and bred Detroit Lions fan. And I asked him when he was producing the show on the air, we had a conversation, and it was a really good one, and it was a really insightful one, Sam. And I asked him straight up, I said, "What is it like knowing that as a Lions team, when you were the laughingstock of the NFL for years and that you waited and you stuck through all those hard times to get to where you are now, how good does it feel?" And he said, "It's the best feeling in the world." So, Sam, that would be the only thing I could say to you in terms of hanging on through these hard times is that when you do eventually get there, because you will, I mean, even the Jets and the Saints, you know, will get there at some point. The Saints did win a Super Bowl. But, you know, they've been a laughingstock for the last few years. So have the Jets, so have the Giants, Dolphins, Browns, you know, all those teams eventually will get there. And if you stick it through, you know, I asked Josh straight up, and they haven't even won a Super Bowl yet. But just knowing that they turned it around and being able to take pride in being one of the best teams in the NFL the last couple of years, he said, is the best feeling in the world. So that is my one piece of advice, Sam, that I could pass down to you. Keaton's up next. Keaton.
Oh, Turtle!
What up?
Not much, man. I'll be honest with you. I saw, and you could. I mean, y'all are the professionals, so y'all would be able to find it and timestamp it, and maybe get a good reference as to who said it. But I saw an article. I want to say either today or yesterday, and I want to believe it was. I want to say it's from Sports Illustrated that said, and I quote, "According to NFL insiders, Raheem is as good as gone." So that's one thing. I mean,
yeah,
like you said, it's all
Keaton,
smoke.
That was Jason LaCanfora, the former CBS NFL insider.
Okay, and then I'll say this too, like how I'm feeling with the smoke now saying that Raheem might be coming back. I'll be honest with you, man. I'm not surprised. The dysfunctional nature of this organization, I mean, the self-sabotaging, the period bad of this organization is so overwhelming. I mean, everybody loves to bring up 28-3 because, I mean, it's a placard for what the Atlanta Falcons are. We've had two winning seasons since 2013, man. That is crazy.
I don't know where I'm at in my fandom of the Falcons. I mean, I guess since I was born in the metro Atlanta area and I was raised here, I'm always going to be a Falcons fan, a Hawks fan, a Georgia Tech fan, and a Braves fan. But at the end of the day, man, I'll get to the point where I'm just not going to watch. I'm not going to pay it any attention. And if maybe one day the team turns it around, cool, I'll start watching then. But at the end of the day, they've done nothing and they continue to do nothing but magnificently disappoint us as a fan base, this radio station, everybody as a whole. They just disappoint everybody because of how bad they are and the bad decisions that they make and how they don't listen to the fans. You know, a lot of times you'll hear people on the radio station say, well, the couch GMs and stuff like this. Honestly, man, I'm at the point now where I think that you could probably take a fan off of the couch and they'd be doing a better job running this organization, because what the hell am I watching? I appreciate you taking the time, brother. I'll holler at you.
Yeah, Keen, appreciate it as always, man. It's you're right. It is. It's just a sad state of affairs right now. And it's hard for the fan base to grab onto anything. What is there? There's no coach. There's no quarterback. There's no GM. There's a couple of decent pieces on defense, and you got a good running back. Right now, your wide receiver room is the worst in the NFL. Now you got this social media drama with Ray McLeod posting, you know, messages to the fans saying it wasn't performance based, and you got Michael Penix Jr. commenting on it. I mean, what is going on with this fan base and this franchise right now? I don't know. 404-726-0929. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get to you first. We also got Will McFadden stopping by. So you want the latest from Flowery Branch? He's inside the building every day, y'all. So we'll ask him about what the vibe is, what he's hearing, what he's seeing, what he's feeling around this franchise right now. And back to your calls at 404-726-0929. It's Chris Thomas tonight. Turtle hanging out with you till 10 o'clock.